This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Hello, this is Justin Gephardt, shareholder at McGuire Sponsel. Today, I'm sitting across the table from my colleague, Tim LeMasters. Tim, for those that don't know, he is a relationship manager for McGuire Sponsel. And so what does that mean? He's kind of the air traffic controller for our firms, our alliance network. He's building those relationships up so that way, as they have a question regarding an R&D tax credit matter, cost segregation, international tax, credits and incentives opportunity, they're going to Tim and he kind of directs what experts that get brought into the fold. And as you look at Tim's territory, he covers Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Missouri, Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska. So kind of a hodgepodge throughout the Midwest. And it's always something that's evolving. So with that, I'd like to kind of introduce Tim to everybody and let him share a little bit about himself, his story, and how he ended up at McGuire Sponsel.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. I guess I can start where it all began for me at McGuire Sponsel, and that prior to coming to the firm, I actually was in business development, and I met TJ Sponsel, managing shareholder. Met him at a church function, and at the church function, I just brought up, "Hey, let's get lunch sometime." I was looking to vet TJ and provide some services that I was offering at the time, and TJ accepted the lunch. We sat down, and about an hour into the lunch, after I had spent the entire lunch explaining who I was, what we did, and how I could help McGuire Sponsel, TJ looked at me and said, "Hey, why don't we vet you? You vet us, and you just come work for us." And I, at that time, I asked, "I'm sorry, what do you do again?" And it was something that for me, I didn't know much about taxes at the time. I knew that I had to pay taxes and I knew that I had to file my taxes, but I didn't really understand what they did for people or clients or businesses. So after about a month process of some vetting, TJ and I got back together and they made an offer. So I started with the firm April 3rd of 2017, and just kind of started raw. You know, it was something that I, learning from the people inside our offices, going out with TJ and Steve Brunson and Justin Gephardt and just having conversation with CPA firms across the Midwest, and just understanding our business model and what we do. It was very intriguing to me. It was something that I took too quickly. And I realized that we were providing a service to help businesses save money. And I guess what better thing to do as far as a business development guy, but to help people save money. Today I serve just kind of in my practice. I serve, right around 35 CPA firms clients, and everything from R&D tax credits to cost segregation, international tax, credits and incentives, kind of the full line of services that we offer here. You know, it's funny, growing up, I always wanted to be a quarterback, and I didn't realize that, yeah, I wasn't going to get to do that on a football field, but I get to do it in a business setting. So what I do here is I kind of quarterback our opportunities between our CPA relationships and McGuire Sponsel, navigating those opportunities from the start of just that initial discussion to the completion of a project.
So Tim, you know, one thing we pride ourselves at McGuire Sponsel, it's our relationships with our CPA firms. You know, we've got a very unique perspective in that we really respect that CPA client relationship. So as you're on the relationship side, okay, if you're sitting across the table, you know, especially in today's pandemic time frame, you know, that might be a little bit more rare right now, but if you were sitting across the table from a CPA, what would you share with them about McGuire Sponsel and what separates us from others that
do R&D tax credits or do cost segregation or specialize in international tax. Could you kind of dive down into a little bit on what, who or what McGuire Sponsor was about in those areas?
Yeah, I think, Justin, I think there's two parts to that. The first part is our shareholders. They've had the right business acumen to make a mutual reciprocity between McGuire Sponsel and our CPA relationships. I think that's first and foremost. We have focused on the CPAs. We focused on creating a model that is parallel to the CPA relationship. And I think that's number one. Number two is the depth of our services. There's very few specialty tax firms out there that provide the amount of services that McGuire Sponsel does. I like to call it kind of the one-stop shop for specialty tax services. You know, we've got, you know, 70 people now across three offices. We've tackled kind of that. I personally have tackled that Midwest area. But I think the depth of our services and the knowledge and understanding the CPA world has separated us from other providers. Definitely.
So Tim, as we're talking with CPAs across the country, you know, the frequent question we get, okay, great guys, we like you. We trust your approach. When do we call you? Could you kind of dig into that a little bit?
Sure. I like to tell people they can call me for anything. My relationships know that the one thing that I always leave with is don't just call me when there's an opportunity. And now rolling into the opportunities, you know, let's start with R&D. You know, if a client is in doing something new, a new product, a new process, they're doing a new, some sort of software, typically it's going to make sense for at least a conversation. We at McGuire Sponsor, we like to jump on a quick 15-minute call with the CPA and their client, or with just the CPA if they know their client's business like the back of their hand and they want to have a quick discussion about it. We're happy to do that. But it's, I think R&D has been looked at for a long time, that you've got to kind of be, it's the white lab coats, right? Beakers and test tubes. That's the only way you're going to qualify. You know, we're not the aggressive firm. We're not going to push certain stances, but there are opportunities out there. You know, I tell you what, architectural firms, it's been a great opportunity for R&D tax credits. And so I think that some things that, and when it comes to R&D, just understand that if it's a new product, new process, you know, new product extension, if they're making something bigger, faster, and stronger, it's worth the call. Moving in the cost segregation. You know, it's funny, I had a CPA reach out and they had a client that constructed a $2 million facility. I did a quick follow-up, just finding out where they were on some information that we were looking for. And he was like, you know what, Tim, we were able to look at a lot of stuff. There's only about $400,000 to $450,000 left on this. Do you think that still makes an opportunity? And to me, it's, well, let's just put numbers to it. Let's make a decision. Let's let the client and the CPA make a decision based off numbers. Okay. So I tell you, a good opportunity when it comes to cost segregation, I'd say if you construct a facility or bought a new facility, $750,000 plus, it's definitely worth putting some numbers together. Now, if we get lower numbers than that, shoot some information to me and I'm happy to run those numbers for you. But on renovations, I'd say $250,000 and up makes sense. And moving to C&I, credits and incentives is an interesting space, man. It's the shiny ball, right? It's that shiny ball syndrome. But the issue we have there is this is not something that we can be retroactive with. This is very, very top of mind, has to be something that we are involved prior to anything happening. But with what happened in 2020, businesses, you know, some businesses closed, some businesses had a downgrade. You know, look into 2021, are these businesses going to come back? Are they going to look to hire more people? Because now that certain businesses closed, maybe they were competitors of theirs and they're taking on more of a load. They're going to have to hire more people. What are those jobs? So I think anytime that somebody's growing or looking to grow, it makes sense for a call. So I think the thing that we do and we're happy to do is the education. We're happy to educate clients. We're happy to talk clients off the ledge. there's times where clients call their CPA and say, hey, you know what? I heard about these R&D tax credits. Why haven't you told me about these? Okay, well, I don't think you qualify. Oh, no, no. This guy told me I qualify. I qualify. There's definitely. And it's like, okay, well, you own a lawn care business. Let's figure out how you qualify and go from there. So we have those conversations and explain the credit in depth. We're not a sales-driven company. That's just not what we do. Our relationship with the CPA is too important to push something on one of their clients. International. So once, you know, I laugh because on the international side, Sean King, when Sean King merged with McGuire Sponsel and this practice kicked off and we were having some conversations, I was struggling with wrapping my mind around when it makes sense personally. And I'll never forget, Sean said, people, products, assets, or cash that are crossing the borders, going outbound or inbound, it makes sense. PPAC, I'll never forget it. And I think the one thing that we run into with CPAs and just they have this compliance issue and they need support on that end. And I think once we realize, hey, I have clients that are filing a 5471 or a 5472, can you just review this for me real quick and see where we're at? We find that just doing that creates a ton of opportunity for the CPA and their client.
So Tim, I'm a CPA. You've just met me. You know, you're giving me your spiel, talking about R&D tax credits, cost seg. But maybe I've already been working with someone. Explain to me why I should consider McGuire Sponsel.
Sure. That's a great question. And I can tell you up front, I may be biased. But being in the industry now for 4 years, some of the key things that I know and that I've seen, one being our technical expertise, two being the accessibility to our partners. I think it speaks volume that you can get TJ Sponsor on a call. And that to me is very important for our relationships. I mean, the managing partner of the firm taking time out of his day for anybody at any point in time. Number three, I would say, is our blocking and tackling, man. Our service is next to none. We go out of our way most of the time to make sure it's right for the client. I think I've said in previous that we're not a sales-driven organization. We are a service that I would put up against any other provider out there. And I guess if I would say four is our relationships, the way we manage and put ourselves parallel to the CPAs is very, very supportive to our CPA relationships. And the last thing that I'll bring up is how we structure our fees. You know, on the R&D side, we're a time material with a hard fee cap. I mean, we just want to pay for our time. You know, a lot of times I hear that they're, you know, it could be set up as some sort of percentage or you guys charge a percentage or how. We don't do that. That's not our space. We don't want to be in that space. It's the client's credit. It's not ours. Okay. And we just need paid for the time that we're involved in the project. Cost segregation. It's a flat fee. We were able to put a benefit projection together and based off our experience with the facility that it's basically a structured fee that we put a flat rate on it. And we're able to know what it's going to take to do that project. C&I standpoint, our fees on the C&I, we try to tailor those to the client's needs. Typically we have that discussion on kind of what the client wants to do. That can be a little bit different than other services. That can be a little different than our other services. And then international, it's the more I learn about international, I'm realizing that our fees are set very, very competitive in the market.
So coming out of 2020, which was a challenging year for a lot of people for a multitude of reasons, what are some of the challenges as you kind of educate our CPA Alliance Network and their clients? What are some of the challenges
and or opportunities that you would see for certain industries moving into 2021?
Yeah, I think with obviously the interesting year of 2020, some of the challenges obviously in 21 is going to be utilization. You know, what happened to the businesses in 2020 is, you know, everybody kind of took a different hit, right? So utilization is going to be an issue with some of the services that we provide. But I think we're going to have to get creative. We're going to have to be creative. We're going to have to find what works for, you know, what company. If it's, whether it's a real estate company that's trying to find out ways to save, do we look at cost segregation? Do we look at the growth of their book? You know, what's the opportunity there? When it comes to cost segregation, I think there's a lot of opportunity and still going to be in the 2021 year. R&D tax credits. I think there's some confusion with PPP and the forgiveness. I think that's been clarified now. Dave McGuire's done a fantastic job of explaining that. Initially, it was, okay, are we going to be able to take advantage of this? Now going into 21, there's still that opportunity. But what I'm seeing right now is the concern of, hey, we had a down year in 2020. You know, what's it going to look like in 2021? We could come back strong, but then again, we're kind of afraid to jump into this for the 2020 tax year because we don't know what 2021 looks like. So I think that's just some concerns there. Now, international tax, I tell you, I think the key point there is transfer pricing. You know, that obviously pre-COVID, the IRS was already kind of pushing on having a transfer pricing study done. And now post-COVID, well, we're not quite there yet, but hopefully post-COVID, we realize that the IRS is definitely putting a lot more scrutiny on this. Based on the conversations that I've had with Sean King and Tedder Schwartz, there's definitely a need in transfer pricing. I think the big confusion there, based on people's experiences, is the fee structures. I think they think that transfer pricing studies take this astronomical price that they don't want to get involved with, you know. And if I think that's something that we just need to have more conversations.
You know, you brought up a good point, and you know, as we look ahead into 2021. For so much of what we do, we're focused on companies that are profitable. And I think one of the challenge and slash opportunity that we have this year is, you know, clients may need our services for a different reason. Okay. As we've seen with the impact of COVID on hospitality or restaurant industries, they may not be as profitable this year. And so what, you know, looking at our services, we now have some opportunity to help them out in maybe a down year, to capture maybe some net operating losses as we look backwards to get some cash inflow. So I think it's just a little bit different than what we've done in the past, where we've always, you know, the big thing has been, hey, let's help out companies that have been profitable, reduce their tax payment. It may be a little bit different with some industries this year and kind of thinking outside the box. The other piece, and I want to kind of pick your brain on this, you know, as you talk about transfer pricing studies, okay, there's the initial misperception of the pricing of a study. I think the second piece that where McGuire Sponsor sets ourselves apart is that we really look at transfer pricing studies, not just as compliance piece, but as consulting. And so it kind of feeds into a larger question here. How do you communicate with a client or a CPA that maybe has not done a transfer pricing study in the past or an R&D study in the past, that there's this fear of, well, why didn't we do this in the past? How would you communicate that to someone on how we would approach that conversation?
Well, I'm not going to tell you to blame COVID. Okay. We don't do that here. All right. I understand that COVID has created a lot of problems and a lot of angst and a lot of struggles. So I don't want to downplay it too much, but I think something there that I understand the CPA's reservation there. Okay. I get that. But I think there needs to be this understanding that even though that hasn't been presented in the past, if they don't do it now or in the future, there's potential that somebody else will. And that uncomfortable conversation with a client, I've been involved with it. You've been involved with it. Anybody here who deals with our CPA relationships has been involved with that. That makes for more challenges. I think there's an opportunity to bring things to the table that haven't been done in the past, just because the simple fact that the CPAs would rather do that with their clients than someone else. And I think that's pretty cut and dry there. I mean, I've had that. I've had people say, you know, Tim, we really haven't done this in the past. We really don't understand how we're going to bring it up to our client. What if it upsets them? I'll be honest, the times that we've done it, we haven't seen a client get upset. They're like, man, you know, we didn't do this in the past. Why not? Well, you know what? We just didn't have that specialty expertise to do that internally. We now have McGuire Sponsor, and we can offer these services, you know, and or we had somebody in the past that did it, but we were just really weren't comfortable with them providing that service to you. We trust these guys, you know, and that's the stuff that we do up front as a relationship so the CPA can understand that they can trust us.
Perfect. You know, look reflecting back on 2020. Tim, you and I are big relationship guys. We like getting out, meeting people, sitting across the table from someone. So as you look ahead to 2021, and hopefully things start opening back up, what excites you about this upcoming year?
Just seeing my relationship people, honestly. 2020 was a tough year for me personally. Anybody who knows me, especially my relationships, know that I'm active. I like to be in front of them. I feed off of that face-to-face conversation. Even though we had Zooms and obviously the video conferencing, that's fine. It's not normal for me. It's not my normal space. So I spent 2020 in a box. I really did. And that's just not the space that I like to be in. So I'm really excited to get back out, see the relationships that I have face-to-face, and almost recreate that bond that we had. I know some of my CPAs told me, hey man, if you're in town, I know that things aren't open, you can just stay at my house. And I appreciate that. But that just shows you the relationship that we as a firm create with our CPAs. I definitely am looking forward to seeing people again.
Well, I can tell you one thing I'll share and that I appreciate about you, Tim, is you take that extra mile with your relationships. You know, looking back, there were a lot of Zoom calls, but I know you shared a lot of text messages and just late night conversations with CPAs, you know, talking shop. You know, everyone was trying to kind of handle the same struggles. And sometimes just sitting back and be able to talk a little bit with some close relationships helps out. So sure. I kind of commend you for just the importance that you place on those relationships. So with that, I want to thank you for talking today. I hope this gives someone a little bit of background about you, Tim. And we certainly, from McGuire Sponsor standpoint, we appreciate the time you guys have spent today listening to this. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to Tim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuireOnTheWire@McGuireSponsor.com. That's McGuire on the wire at McGuireSponsor.com.